World That Works for All is the theme for the 5th annual Interfaith Harmony Day. The event gives local residents the opportunity to learn about various faiths, and this year a number of different belief systems will be represented, including Islam, Judaism, Christianity, Buddhism, Goddess, and Paganism. Reverend Diane Williams, co-chair of the event, says those invited to participate in Interfaith Harmony Day include people of all faiths and people of no faiths, as long as they are people of goodwill. Recently, Diane stopped by the Furman Garner Performance Studio along with Reverend John King, Hamid Nassim, and Diane Cook to discuss the event. During our conversation, we asked how event organizers are able to keep from preaching to the choir, as it were, and attract more than just people interested in learning about other faiths.
We are an organization who want to spread this. So this is like we are teaching how to teach, how to spread this thing. So it is, we want those people to come here, but themselves go out and start these kind of flower beds in their own ways, in their own communities, in their own small, areas of influence. So I think that it is not a bad thing that those people who come here are all the ones who would like to see these kind of things, yet they do not know about other religions and faiths. Mm-hmm. I was involved in this thing since the beginning, and I belong to the Ahmadiyya Muslim community, and we have historically done this kind of interfaith events, but I didn't know that there is something called goddess, community. And so I think that I would go to their table and learn about them. You know, learning doesn't mean just learning the words about them or, what they represent as their faith or their dogma or whatever. To learn to interact with them and know practically that they are just like us. I think that's a lot of learning in it for each one of us. I'm going to invite this. There is a much bigger Shia community now in Fayetteville coming from, Iraq, as well as Saudi Arabia. So I'm now contacting them to invite them to come over. And there are many misunderstandings between Sunnah or Sunni Muslims and Shia Muslims. If only they would just mingle with each other, they would know that what they have heard from people is not true. Mm-hmm. I belong to the Ahmadiyya community, as I said. There's so much misunderstanding about my community amongst the Sunnis and amongst the Shiites, but when I interact with them, they find out that it's all false things. So I think just within a Muslim community, this will heal a lot of, misunderstandings. Mm-hmm. Similarly, about Christian communities, there are so many denominations, and this is one forum where within 5 minutes or within 10 minutes, you can learn so much about different communities. And it's been learning experience for me for the last 5 years and beyond, because we also hold many interfaith events. So I think that it's just a good thing.
I'm curious because for those of us who grew up in the Ozarks, we were more exposed culturally and religiously to Christian faiths. So maybe you grew up Episcopalian, but you knew Methodists or Catholics or Presbyterians, Baptist, Church of Christ. We are an international town because of the college. We are growing, but I still think that predominantly people here are more likely to have been exposed more often to the Christian denominations. And I'm wondering if Hamid, you have seen more interest because there are more people like me who grew up surrounded by more Christian culture and services, that the Buddhists or Islam gets more attention from more of the visitors? Because it seems, to use lack of a better term, more exotic to those of us maybe who grew up in the Ozarks.
I think that is right. I think that is right. But, there are some limitations also. When you have such small time frame within which you have to interact. This time we have tried to remedy that a little bit, but people, because they want to be friendly, there may be still some questions that they may not be able to ask and so on. So it will remain a little bit exotic for a little bit longer because we have to have more of these events happening in communities like, you know, like we have here. You know, if we do it in this St. Paul's Episcopal Church, there should be this kind of events happening 52 weeks of the year. And then only we would actually be able to understand each other much better. And I think that that is needed. There is a lot of room for expansion. I don't think that I can ever say that I understand Shia religion or Shia sect of Islam, despite the fact that I have interacted with many of them and I have read many books. So I think that this learning will go on. And I don't know, you know, our Christian brothers can explain whether they still get these people who want to learn about their denominations. But I know that I think for Islam, there's a long way out there for us to, you know, be able to communicate well with everybody else.
Dr. King, can Presbyterians still be exotic to Ozarkers?
Exotic? I don't think that word's been used in Presbyterianism all that much. But, you know, one of the spinoffs of this day has been that First United Presbyterian in Fayetteville has allied with the Jewish synagogue, with Rabbi Jacob Adler, and with a Muslim group that puts on panels several times a year now for those who are grounded in the Abrahamic faith. Now, in doing that, we know that doesn't include the Hindu, that doesn't include Buddha, that doesn't include non-Christian, non-anything else's. But in doing that, those groups, Presbyterian, Jewish, and Muslim, both, all three, have found, hey, there's things that we can share together, and you don't get on the defensive, and you're not also proselytizing. That's one thing that this day, it's more like a fair. I think we didn't want to call it a fair because it sounds kind of flimsy, you know, and kind of non-important. But it is important, as you're right. If you look at the history of the Ozarks, when I came here 40 years ago, and you talked about diversity, you weren't talking about very much diversity. There were five Chinese families in Springdale, and that was the diversity of Springdale, pretty much. We had small international community on campus. We had a historically small African-American population. But just ethnically, we weren't diverse. And religiously, we were pretty much totally Christian. And I can name one of the Hindu families that was here 40 years ago. I'm not sure about Islamic families 40 years ago. Maybe it was the ones or twos. And in that case, you just don't get familiar. You know, they may be your next door neighbor, but you don't know what they're doing because they're not participating in your religious circle. Mm-hmm. And for the most part, It takes a long time to break down the feelings of, are you trying to convert us or are you trying to impose something on us, as opposed to we want to be in a world that works for all, you know, where everyone, you know, that's the heart of the American experience, ostensibly for us.
Well, John has given us that title then. We Muslims take it that we are exotic still.
So you're hoping people that come will be able to learn something and maybe change their perspective. But what are you guys hoping to get out of it?
Oh, I think we get the most. I think we are blessed beyond. I haven't even done this before, but all I hear from past participants is it just comes alive and you will be blessed.
Yes, I want to speak to that because the first time that I was at this event, I didn't really know what it was going to be like. I had worked on the committee, but like she was saying, she hasn't been there yet, so you don't know. And I remember just looking around the room, and the room will fill up. It's a lot of people generally. But I looked around the room, and there was a sense of how cool this was. That we were all of us, learning and getting a little bit more understanding. And the Interfaith Harmony Day has always ended with some kind of music and participation. And I know that this is going to be great. This will be great.
Reverend Diane Williams, Hamid Nassim, Reverend John King, and Diane Cook are all participants in the 5th Annual Interfaith Harmony Day. We recently spoke to them inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio at KUAF. Interfaith Harmony Day will take place from 1 until 5 Saturday afternoon at St. Paul's Episcopal Church in Fayetteville. The event is free and will include a variety of events, including music, poetry, food, children's activities, and discussions. More information available if you'd like to call 832-754-1791.